BBC News with Marion Marshall. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, has said that a bomb that exploded in New York City on Saturday night was a terrorist act. But Mr. Cuomo said no link to international groups had been found. An extra 1,000 police and National Guards are being deployed around the city as a precaution. The FBI says it's treating Saturday's knife attack at a shopping centre in Minnesota as an act of terrorism. A man in a security uniform stabbed 8 people in the city of St. Cloud before he was shot dead by an off-duty police officer. A news agency linked to the Islamic State group says the attack was carried out by one of the group's supporters. Exit polls following elections in the German capital, Berlin, suggest that Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats have suffered heavy losses. The right-wing anti-migrant party, Alternative for Germany, appears set to win seats in the regional parliament for the first time. The Russian Prime Minister, Dmitry Medvedev, has said his United Russia party has won the parliamentary election. Exit polls indicate that the party is on course to win nearly 45% of the seats in the Duma, which would give it an absolute majority. There have been reports of alleged voting irregularities at some polling centres. Syrian activists say rebel-held parts of Aleppo have been hit by airstrikes for the first time since a ceasefire came into force last Monday. They say 4 missiles were fired and there were casualties. Tensions have been increasing between the United States and Russia, which brokered the ceasefire. South Africa's music legend Mdaduzi Tshabalala, known as Mandoza, has died after a year-long battle with cancer. He was 38. Mandoza was famous for a number of albums of the music genre known as Kwaito, a uniquely South African type of music similar to hip-hop. Many of his songs became hits, including tracks from his debut album, Nkalkata. BBC World Service News.